This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And that brings us to 7:08 on the dot. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Cam, of course. And our next story actually looks at a new policy by the Ministry of Human Resources that is going to affect the way companies recruit expats and foreign workers.
So starting November 1st, employers are required to advertise the vacancies first on the national employment portal, My Future Jobs. This is to essentially give locals a first chance of available job opportunities and to facilitate the employment of local talent.
Now, according to Human Resources Minister M. Saravanan, employers will be expected to conduct job interviews with locals as a precondition to apply for hiring foreign workers or expatriates.
Now, they've assured that there will be no government interference during these interviews, but a representative from the ministry, specifically someone from SOCSO, is expected to sit in on all interviews. Employers aren't obliged to hire the locals they assess, but they are required to report the outcome of the job interviews to support their applications for foreign workers or expatriates.
So the ministry will be issuing frequently asked questions on this, as well as guidelines on the measure before November 1st, which I guess leaves us tomorrow. And I think that this is one of those, it's one of those things that sounds like a great idea. I really have to say, though, I wonder how it's going to play out in terms of actual real world application, because I think there are a lot of companies who do hire from the pool that we're talking about.
Well, everybody hires from, I mean, everybody would want to hire a local because it's cheaper than hiring, we call them expatriates, this is one of these rules which is, well, let's check back on it in about 3 months' time and see what happens. But the expat stroke foreign worker is a bit of a straw man argument in the populist political rhetoric. It's always, oh, they've come here to take our jobs, or look at them, they're earning so much more. And I personally look upon the foreign worker stroke expat as being a really good way to gauge the state of the economy. If I see a lot, then I feel confident that we must be doing quite well. And I get really panicky when I see very few. So the streets of Mount Kiara are, for me, a really good way of knowing how we're doing.
Well, I think that in that sense, at least, there are people who agree with you in the sense that they also view it as, you know, a gauge of whether or not we are welcoming to things like foreign direct investment. I suppose whether or not we are open to, whether our economy is an open one, both in terms of hiring as well as in attracting this sort of investment, this sort of pumping in of money. And so the ministry has had to come out and say that, no, you know, we don't think that this is going to directly impact that at all. But I do wonder, because I think that, like you said, there is a certain, never mind individual companies or their individual reasons for why they want to hire people who are not local or why they gravitate towards that. I think that, you know, as a measure, as an indicator, it is an interesting one.
Well, yes. And also companies, Malaysian or otherwise, one foreign companies which happen to be based here in Malaysia, aren't necessarily selling to Malaysians. And it's important then to understand the customer of another market. And who would understand that better than perhaps the people of that other market?
Yeah, so I think what you're getting at there is also that companies might want to set up shop here for reasons other than creating jobs for Malaysians, right? They might want to set up shop here because it is attractive for them in terms of cost. It's attractive for them in terms of, geographical placement. There are all these reasons for why it is that companies might want to come here that have nothing to do necessarily with, we want to hire Malaysians.
No, that's not true though, Lynn, because if that were the case, they would also be here to hire Malaysians because Malaysians are well-educated, well-qualified. They want to hire Malaysians because a Malaysian can do the job just as well as some English guy, but here in Malaysia would cost a fraction of what that English guy would cost back in England.
Yes, I mean, I can see that, but I also think, you know, it goes back to your earlier point about who is the customer or rather, who are you trying to service, you know, if you are in the line of customer service? So there are, like I said, multiple reasons, and I don't think we're necessarily here to parse why exactly it is that companies might have their motivations for being here. What we want to know, though, is how this is going to impact workflow, how this is going to impact companies who do hire both foreign workers / expatriates as well as locals. If you are affected by this, let us know. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Andy Davison, who is the founder and CEO of the Expat Group. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning, BFM 89.9.
It's 7:15. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Cam, and we're talking now about new measures or new procedures announced by the Ministry of Human Resources, in which for employers to, as a necessary step in this push to recruit expats and foreign workers, you are going to have to advertise the vacancies first on My Future Jobs, which is the national employment portal, and interview local candidates. So we want to know, especially if you know, you are part of a company that has a lot of people who aren't Malaysian, how is this going to affect you, if at all? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We are now crossing over to Andy Davison, founder and CEO of the Expat Group. Andy, great to have you back on the show.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
So on this new procedure then, what are your initial thoughts and reactions?
Initial thoughts are, I totally understand why any country would want to try and restrict the number of foreigners coming to work there when their own workforce is unemployed. Nobody can argue with that logic. But there are a couple of points I think worth noting. For the last 1 or 2 years, the Immigration Department has been cracking down on foreigners working here. Over and over again, I'm getting feedback about people having work permit requests denied, which previously they would have expected to get approved. Also, we're hearing about expats who are coming up for renewal who are again denied renewal, even though the expectations based on past experience was they would be approved. So is this a good move for Malaysia? I would have to say I have serious doubts. I was directly involved with American Express many years ago in looking for suitable locations to place international operations. And one of the key requirements was the knowledge that that country would not place obstacles to hiring of foreign employees. Not because you want to fill your place with foreign employees, because obviously you don't, because one, they're more expensive usually, and two, it's quite onerous to get approval. But all companies want to know that's not going to be a difficult thing to achieve. And once you start putting up obstacles, and in the last 1 and 2 years, we have seen a lot of obstacles placed there, and I have received a lot of feedback from our readers, which run into tens of thousands of people, saying, why is Malaysia cracking down on expats? So now what we've got is another thing on top of this, and I'm not really sure that we'll accomplish a lot from doing that and that it will be that good. For one thing, expats generally are not taking new graduates, for example, which was quoted in a story I read today. They're not taking their jobs. Expats who come out here are not new graduates. They're experienced employees who are bringing some technical or other expertise which benefits Malaysia. So I don't think there's any real correlation there at all.
Could you walk us through the existing recruitment process for foreign non-Malaysian workers?
Well, since they introduced the online procedures, and maybe I'm slightly disadvantaged because of my advancing years, but I had to complete it for my staff, and I found it, honestly, quite onerous. I'm not criticizing the system, and I'm not criticizing the procedure, but honestly, it took a long time for me to complete all the forms, and I had to get external assistance to complete them, and I would say every time you would hire a local employee, which is relatively easy to bring on board, rather than go through that procedure to bring in a foreigner. So in other words, as of today, it's not easy. The company that wants to hire a foreigner has to set up their account, which can take, in our case, it took 3 months to set the account up. I'm not saying that's a standard. I don't know what the standard is because that information is not shared. But it took quite a while to get our company registered first. And then once the company is registered, then that company has to apply for the work permit themselves. And again, we found a lot of problems. I'm not saying that's because the system is bad. It may just be because I'm not very good on online completions. But the fact of the matter is that I think there are a lot of procedures in place that would stop unnecessary hiring of foreigners. And from my perspective, I don't see that Malaysia's hiring any unnecessary foreigners. And if you look at the absolute numbers of foreigners hired in Singapore, which is an outstanding example of Asian achievement, and the number of foreigners that are hired here, I would say it's just not an issue at all.
So you mentioned earlier how this might impact the way Malaysia is viewed internationally, and we'll get to that later. But for companies that are already here, what effect do you see the introduction of this policy having both on the employers as well as its employees?
There is no question that if you really, really want to hire a foreign staff, you will go through enormous efforts to do so. So if this is another requirement in order to do that, people will do it. And so it may have the impact of reducing the number of people that apply for foreigners to have work permits. The question to my mind is, has Malaysia gained something from not hiring that foreigner? Have they lost something? Frankly, and I've been an expat for 50 years, do not see blocking expats from coming into a country as being a positive. I only see it as a negative. In fact, I was fascinated to see that there are 1,500 Malaysian expats in the UK working for the National Health Service. That's something which England really values. It doesn't look upon them as invasive and taking people's local jobs. They see that as a fantastic contribution to helping to save lives. Okay, that's one unique example. I grant you that. But in my opinion, you should always make it easy for expats to come in, but you should have a rigorous process that looks through each application. But I think that just asking people to advertise and do interviews is just creating another step, which I'm not really sure will add a lot to the current procedures.
So with these new proposed procedures, how do you think they will impact visa applications and renewals for existing foreign workers?
I think a lot of damage has been done to foreign workers already. During the COVID-19, a lot of the people who had residences here, who had moved here, who had families here, were locked out of the country. I was not the only one that appealed that process. Many other people did. Some of them were stuck outside for months on end. So what we've already seen from the feedback I've received with my company, and we deal with probably more expats than most other organizations in Malaysia, is a lot of foreigners that already got a negative viewpoint of Malaysia by the way they've shut their borders to foreigners with visas in Malaysia. So the damage has already been done. Now, I fear you're adding another negative step to the process. I think Malaysia is a fantastic country. I'm a strong advocate of it. I have, for the last 25 years, done nothing but promote the country. But of late, sadly, I'm seeing a lot of negative signals being sent out to the international community, and I see this as one more negative step.
So, as a slight pivot, I suppose, the government has also urged employers and relevant associations to work with them in terms of supporting local employment. What efforts do you know of in this area?
I'm not really aware of that, I've got to be honest. It makes absolute sense to do everything you can to employ as many Malaysians as possible at this time. The COVID-19 has had a devastating effect on nearly every country in the world. And one of the major victims have been people in a lot of marginal jobs who have ended up being unemployed and in some cases homeless. That is terrible. So I really think the focus should be not on blocking expats from coming, but on trying to find employment for the local people who are looking for jobs. And anything that does that is a good move. But I'm not quite sure it should be linked or would benefit from being linked to having expats blocked from coming to the country.
So this question is, this is kind of the bottom line then. So the minister has stated that he doesn't foresee this impacting FDI negatively. What do you think?
Frankly, I think it will be a negative impact. As I said, I was once with American Express responsible for looking at various countries around Asia as suitable places to centralize various functions which have become possible because of automation. And one of the key things we looked at is how easy is it within that country to bring in foreigners and get them work permits. And over the last 18 months, 2 years, many companies have come to me and said, we're having real trouble getting approval of work permits. So there was already a problem here. This, I think, will be seen as yet another problem. And I'm quite certain that some foreign companies, not all, will say, will go to countries where they welcome expats more than countries where they obviously, at least from their perspective, do not seem to welcome expats.
Andy, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening.
You're very welcome.
That was Andy Davison, founder and CEO of the Expat Group, weighing in on a new policy that's been introduced by the Ministry of Human Resources. I mean, the details and such are expected to come out anytime soon, really. But what it essentially entails is that if you want to get started in the process of potentially hiring foreign or expatriate talent, you first have to advertise the job opening locally and interview local applicants. We've been asking you for your thoughts on this, especially if you are in a company that's going to be affected by this. And here's what we have. First of all, KP on Twitter.
KP on Twitter says, it's a double-edged sword. There are certain talents, especially in the tech scene, which are not locally available. It should be a short, medium-term local employment project to boost the economy, not a permanent policy. It will be interesting to see how this develops.
Yeah, and so I think that the one thing that the government has stated, and what Andy said there was really interesting because a lot of it had to do with messaging and signals. The government has said that they're not going to interfere in the process. They're going to sit in on it, but they're not going to interfere with the interviewing process. And ultimately, it is up to companies whether or not they want to hire locally or otherwise. So if, as KP indicates, you know, there are certain talents where we're just not there at that level in this country yet, and we have to go abroad for that, you can still do that. I think the issue here is the how long it will take you to do this. How long is this process going to extend the entire chain of hiring?
Yeah, and also you say about, you know, they may bring a talent which doesn't exist here, a knowledge that doesn't exist here. That is one thing. But also it's like adding an extra ingredient to a dish that you're creating. I know a guy who is from the Maldives. And he is here and he works doing a job which, you know, a Malaysian could do. But he brings this energy and this enthusiasm because he doesn't want to be in the Maldives. And he works like crazy and people gravitate toward him because he is so excited to be here. He loves this place. And it's only a net good. It's not like he's taking a job away from someone. He's creating an environment for a business to thrive and employ more people.
So as an extension to that, as well as what KP is saying in terms of this not being a permanent policy, I think it will be interesting. Like you said, I mean, it is very... there is the beauty, right, in being able to be around different people, to not be insular, to have, as you know, different ingredients, different vibes entering the country. And I think that you don't want to lose that. However, it is very natural in a time where it feels as if jobs are in crisis to try and shut things down and ensure that as many jobs as possible are saved for local people. So this idea of it being short to medium term as opposed to being a permanent thing is quite interesting. Meanwhile, Toby on WhatsApp very simply says, I think it's a good move. Australia has been doing that for years.
I doubt Australia. I don't know anywhere has been doing this. The proposal is that somebody's going to sit in on interviews. And
From SOXO.
How many interviews are we talking about? How many jobs? And you have to arrange interviews so that somebody from SOXO is going to turn up and be there. I tell you what, this is never going to happen. It's quite simply never going to happen. It sounds great. It's populist kind of thing. Ooh, foreigners. Fear foreigners. They're taking our jobs. We hate foreigners. Close the borders. Let's create a scheme whereby it's just never going to happen.
I want to know how long the job posting has to stay up. So I'm waiting for the actual nuts and bolts of it to emerge, because I think that's important. Like, how long do I have to keep it up? 3 months? 6 months? How is that going to interfere with the running of my company if it's a crucial role and you have to take into account training? There are just so many questions on a basic hiring level. And you know, calling SOXO to ensure that they can attend my interview is another one. So we are going to be continuing this conversation as well as looking at the enforcement of CMCO SOPs after the 7:30 news. Let us know your thoughts. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.